Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing this week?
Doing great.
Good. This week, topic near and dear to my heart. We're going to talk a little bit about outpatient management of asthma. Just as a little background, the symptoms of asthma are due to a narrowing of the airways. We all know that. After we take a history that suggests asthma, most of us do a careful assessment and then start process of patient education leading to pharmacotherapy. The patient education we begin starts with talking about active smoking, talking about passive smoking, other triggers that may make symptoms worse. We then talk about using a reliever inhaler or PRN that can take care of symptoms quickly. We encourage our patients to take two puffs whenever symptoms develop and that they always carry this reliever inhaler with them. When symptoms begin to get a little bit more serious, we start them on a beta agonist and look for other things that might trigger symptoms and encourage them to use a spacer and, of course, to stop smoking. Well, at some point, we need to move on. The goals for treatment for any individual patient need to include that we want to have their symptoms be as infrequent as possible. We want to have them use as little medicine as possible. We want them to go without any exacerbations and have no limitations on their physical activity. Moving away from patient-oriented outcomes to some disease-oriented outcomes, we do want to make sure that the forced expiratory volume in a second, or the FEV1, is as close to normal as possible based on using medications. Now, once we've used all of these beta agonists, then we begin to think about prescribing inhaled corticosteroids. This week, Mark's going to take us on a journey looking at one particular study at whether inhaled corticosteroids, do they really need to be prescribed daily, right, Mark?
That's right. This is a very interesting study and really potentially groundbreaking and practice-changing. We've all sat there with patients and, you know, had them pull the inhalers out of their paper bag and say, okay, this one you take every day and this one you take just when you're having wheezing, and or you ask patients, when do you take them? And it's, you know, they often have it backwards or, some other combination. Well, as it turns out, that may not really have been good advice. These researchers took patients with mild persistent asthma, so they were having regular, frequent symptoms, and they gave them a four-week course of a steroid daily, twice daily, plus an albuterol inhaler to be used as needed. Those who were controlled well on this traditional regimen were then randomized into one of four groups. They either continued getting the steroid twice daily and an albuterol PRN, or they got a steroid plus albuterol twice daily plus albuterol PRN, or they got only albuterol PRN. Or the fourth group got a steroid plus albuterol, but were told to use it as needed only. And everything and everyone in the study was appropriately masked. 466 patients started the study, and after 6 months, 393 were still in it. But the number of dropouts was similar between groups. They measured all sorts of physiologic measures of lung function, the kind of things that you talked about, like the FEV1, and all of those showed that the as-needed combination of steroid and beta agonist was better than albuterol alone, and more importantly, that it was just as good as the traditional combination of a daily steroid and a PRN beta agonist. More importantly, those who used the PRN steroid plus beta agonist had fewer exacerbations than the albuterol-only group and did just as well as the usual care group. Plus, those taking a combination of steroid and beta agonist as needed used less total steroids. They only used 18 milligrams versus 78 milligrams among those who took the steroids every day.
Just let me interrupt for a second because I'm a little confused. Isn't the concept of the steroids is to act as an anti-inflammatory? And I was always taught that that takes a number of days to actually build up to that level. So you don't get a PRN effect, but, you know, it takes 3 to 5 days to get to have a steroid effect. Is that not true?
Well, that's what I learned too. And, I'm not a respiratory physiologist, but I'm not a mechanics guy. I'm an outcomes guy, and
right.
The outcomes were similar. And, you know, I'm an asthmatic myself, and, you know, so I found this particularly interesting. And, you know, there is a apparently some more rapid benefit, and, you know, the patients did just as well. The percentage of symptom-free days was similar between those taking them daily and those taking them as needed.
Right, right. Interesting. So the bottom line is?
Well, bottom line is that patients with mild persistent asthma don't really have to take their steroid inhaler daily and will do just as well with a combination of steroid and beta agonist used PRN. In this study, they used beclomethasone 250 micrograms plus albuterol 100 micrograms. This approach reduces the amount of steroids and may result in better compliance. Now, this was patients with mild persistent asthma. It was a fairly modest dose of steroid. I would not extend this to patients with more moderate or severe asthma or those with frequent ER visits or frequent hospitalizations. You know, there's concern that just using these drugs, PRN, may result in some, you know, increase in status asthmaticus. So for now, I would limit this to mild persistent asthma, but I think it's a, you know, very compelling study.
Interesting limitation there, but something to watch. And boy, our patients, I'm sure, will be jumping for joy. This makes their life a whole lot easier.
Yeah, this is a big group of patients, and I think, you know, really something to talk to them about.
Good. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week. Look forward to some other juicy piece of information. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.